just for some scheduling purposes, next Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do a topic of Tisha B'Av. I want to talk next week about the lumdus of the Sudas HaMafsekes. Now, most people don't put those two words together in the same sentence, the lumdus of the Sudas HaMafsekes. But believe it or not, like everything else in Torah, there's a lot of lumdus behind the Sudas HaMafsekes. And the reason why I was motivated to talk about it is because we haven't had one in a bunch of years. Being that Tisha B'Av keeps on falling out on Shabbos or Sunday, we haven't had a Sudas HaMafsekes in a couple of years. So it's good to talk a little bit about it to understand what it's about. So Mitzvah Hashem, next Sunday, we will talk about that topic about the Sudas HaMafsekes. Again, obviously, will be a one-time thing. And then in Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully, Shabbos Nachamu, we'll get back, after Shabbos Nachamu, we'll get back to regular Kedushin Av Chavtez. I'm sure everyone's wondering why we're not learning Kedushin, but we're still in Kedushin, but we'll hopefully get back to regular business as usual. It's very bekits on the parsha. There's a Moirik Medrash. Chazal tell us that the Kohen Gadol's mother, Tzkimara, the Kohen Gadol's mother used to bake cookies, whatever cakes, to give to the inmates in the Miklot so they shouldn't daven for their son to die. So I always point out, you see from over here, look how far a Jewish mother goes. A Jewish mother always worries about the kids, even if the kids are Kohen Gadol. They're always worried. They're worried, what's going to be with my kid? What's going to happen? So Jewish mothers always worry about their children. But the kasha that many ask is really, what was she so worried about? Because a bunch of inmates were killed b'shege are going to daven and cause their son to drop dead. Talking about the Kohen Gadol. He was the Kohen Gadol. He obviously had a lot of schosim, at least during Bayis Rishon, maybe not so much during Bayis Sheni. So what are you so worried about? If a bunch of guys get together and have a davening session that the Kohen Gadol should have a heart attack, all of a sudden now he's going to have a heart attack? So many Mefarshim point out that no, that these tefillos were the most sincere tefillos in the world. Because very often when we daven for things, but we always, in the back of our mind, because we're human, we always kind of attach a human being to it. We daven for parnosos, we daven for this guy, this deal should work, next day should work, and my boss should be good. So we're really davening. Obviously we mean to Hashem, but we're kind of toile bi'arachem. So when these people davened in the Ir Miklat, they knew there was no one else to rely on. This is it. Who else is going to make the Kohen Gadol die if not for Hashem? So when your person davens with such sincerity, where he mamish puts all his koichas into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those tefillos attack are unbelievably powerful. And because those tefillos are so powerful, the Kohen Gadol's mother had to make sure that those tefillos don't get off the ground. Because when a person davens with the most complete devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that I know no one else can help me, only Hashem can help me, when a person davens like that, then his tefillos have an unbelievable power. They quote over from the Reb Chaim Vital said something very powerful, changed my life. That we say in Aleinu three times a day, we say Aleinu. So Reb Chaim Vital writes, he says, a skula. We get to the middle of Aleinu, we say, Ki Hashem u'elikim ha-shamayim mal ein oid, v'ashamayim v'alach mitachas ein oid v'alkein nekaver. So Reb Chaim Vital said, if you have a nisoyan in your life, where you really need a Yeshua, and no one can help you, this can't be solved by a human being. If you have in mind, when you say those words, ein oid, Ki Hashem u'elikim ha-shamayim mal mitachas ein oid, and no one else. The Alkane, and therefore Nikabel Hashem, we return to Hashem. Says Reb Chaim Vital, it's a school that you'll get Shiata Deshmaya, you'll get help. If you have a mind when you say those words in a lane, most people when they get to those words in a lane, they're already out the door. They're already 3 feet out the door by that time. But it's an unbelievable Reb Chaim Vital. You say a kavana with those three words. You say to yourself, no one else can help me. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, not a judge, not a nobody. This is it. Hashem, you're the only one. The person has kavana when he says those words. It's almost like this word. When you're mechavin. And your tefillos, that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then our tefillos have much more powerful impact. Okay, so we left off last week. We got a little sidetracked, but it was a negate to our sugya. We were talking about this yesoid. So if you on the sheet that you have, if you just turn with me for a second to where it says sheet Shir Chav Tes. You got to flip it around and upside down a little bit, but you'll get it. Shir Chav Tes. So we mentioned last week a yesoid from the Beis HaLevi / Reb Shul Lev Diskin. Now, it's interesting. Reb Shul Lev Diskin was the Rav in the city of Brisk. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And you know who took him over? The Beis HaLevi. And they both were mechavim to the same svar. So I'm guessing this svar must have been somewhere on the walls of Brisk, bouncing around Brisk. This
svar.
The svar was that if you have, even though there's a din, that Tzavik Deraisa L'chumra, and we try to do a mitzvah Deraisa, even if you're not sure, that's only if after you do the mitzvah, you know for sure that you were mekayim the mitzvah. But if, let's say, for example, you do a mitzvah and you don't know afterwards whether or not for sure you did the mitzvah, then there's no din that says you have to do the mitzvah. That was a concept we saw. That you have to do it again or even do it the first time. I mean, you have to push yourself to do something.
Because you're not sure you did the mitzvah, that you did it properly, or that it was actually a mitzvah?
Well, that you fulfilled the mitzvah the way it was supposed to be done. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. So that concept we saw quoted by two of the great Rabbanim of Brisk. One was Reb Shul Lev Diskin and one was by the Beis HaLevi. So we talked a little bit yesterday about a very interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So let's just jump around for a second. If everyone could bear with me for 1 second, go to source 3. If you remember, source 3 was an important Gemara. We had a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah was talking about a case where a person had two cities to go to for Rosh Hashanah. One city, there was going to be a shofar, maybe a shofar. And one city, there was going to be Vadei Brochis, meaning one city was going to have Malchus according to shofar, they had about Tfilah. The other city had a Suffolk shofar. The Gemara said, of course you go to the city with a Suffolk shofar because Suffolk there rise to the Chum. The Gemara said, no, that's not the case. The Gemara said, we're talking about the case. Well, first the Gemara thought the case was one for both of the, one is Vadei has a shofar. And it's a deraisa versus derabanan. The Gemara says no, it's a suffik deraisa versus a vade derabanan. Meaning the city that has the bracha issue for sure will go to shul. You'll get malchus zucharis and shayfus. The other city you won't get malchus zucharis and shayfus, but you might get shayfus. You might get shayfus. So some achrayim wanted to say, one second, what do you mean I might get shayfus? And the Gemara taka paskins, I have to go to the city where I might get shayfus. So the question is why? If you hold like Yibshu Aleib Diskin and you hold like the Beis Halevi, that you don't have to do a mitzvah derais unless you know for sure you'll get the mitzvah. So why over here, why do I have to pack up my family and go to the city? I don't know if I'm going to get the mitzvah. I don't know if it's ever be shaykh to kind of the mitzvah. So why would I have to do so? So we pointed out in the Birkas Avam, Avam Erlinger said this, that this is not comparable to the case of, let's say, Tchelis. Why? Because over here, you will know for sure at the end of Rosh Hashanah whether or not you got the mitzvah or not. Right? When you leave the trip to go on the trip, you taka don't know whether or not you'll get a shaykh. But there will be a way to be mavarik. By the time Rosh Hashanah is over, you'll know for sure whether or not you got the mitzvah. But by tcheles, you could put on 100 pairs of tcheles, you'll still never really, really know if you got the mitzvah. So that's how some achrayim wanted to say that that's why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is not a riot to arsui. Now, keep that in mind. Hold this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in your mind for a little bit this morning. And now let's jump to Shir Lamed. Of course, we'll come back to Shir Choftes just to confuse everyone. So let's start off like this. We know the Gemara tells us Yisoid Safik Dairaisa Lukumra Safik Rabban Lakula. Lagabe what? What is that referring to? So if you take a look over here, number one, the Rambam Hilchos Tuma. The Rambam writes the famous Yisoid, Dr. Rambam, Dova Yodua. It is well known. Shekal Elu Ha Tumo Sikyoitzbehem Shehem Misham Safik. Any Tumo or anything similar, that's only a Safik. Hare Hain Shel Devrayim. It's only Midrabbanan. The Ain Tomim in Ateira Elamisha Nitma Tumas Vada. If a person, he wants to become tamei deraisa, it needs to be a vade tuma. Avakol hasveikus. Anytime you have doubt, bein betumas, bein machalas asuris, bein ba'arayis, v'shabosos. Anytime you have a suffering in a matter of iser, ein lohem elo midivrei soif. Says the Rambam, that is only midrabban. This is the famous Rambam we mentioned last week. The Rambam seems told that even though the Gemara says suffering deraisa l'chumra, that's a din drabban. Midiraisa suffering deraisa is taka l'kul. So according to the Rambam, person has a pot of food in front of him, and there might be mamish treif in it. It might not be the suffix. As far as the Torah is concerned, you can eat that pot of soup. The Rabbanan said you can't. So this is the famous Rambam that we mentioned last week. The Rambam sheet is suffix deraisa l'chumra is a din derabbanan. Mid deraisa, you don't have to go l'chumra, you can go l'kula, but mid derabbanan, we go l'kula. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Interestingly enough, if you look in the Ravid on the side, the Ravid over here argues on the Rambam. The Ravid writes, Avram Zeu Shibush Gogol. This is a big mistake. Shahire Omru Bikama Mikoim Sveka de Rice Lukuma Sveka de Bona Lukula. Zeu Sveka de Rice. Argues the Ravid on the Rambam. This is wrong. It's not true. What's the Rambam saying? We have a rule that anytime the Gemara says Savik de Rice Lukuma, Savik de Bona Lukula, so the Ravid understood that to mean on a de Rice level. And for this reason, the Ravid Pashtus seems like he argues on the Rambam and he holds that Savik de Rice Minatoiros Lukuma. Now, this Rambam is not talking about mitzvahs. We're not talking about mitzvahs at all. We're talking about a surim, not a mitzvah. We're talking about an isser. I come across a situation. I don't know if this food is usser. I don't know if this woman is usser. I don't know if this thing is usser. So according to the Rambam, Savik Darais L'chumra means midrabban and I have to go L'chumra. While according to the Ravid, Savik Darais L'chumra is a din Darais. So they have Gemaras and Kedushin to back up each way, each opinion. They have Rais from the Gemaras and Kedushin. The Rambam. No, according to the Rambam, as far as the Torah is concerned, when you have a suffix, you don't have to be machzor.
No, I'm saying the Ravid. Why would the Ravid think?
Right. So we'll see. So the Shmaitza mentioned, the Shef Shmaitza mentioned that these Rishonim had riots from Gemara's and Kedushin to back up their opinion. The Rambam's opinion might be straight Svara. The Rambam says that the Torah Aser doing Vadi Yisur. This is not a Vadi Yisur. The Torah, this is some of the lumness that they throw around. The Rambam lives in a world of vadoi, certainty. So this is certainly usher malarid. If it's not certainly, you know, they do talk about in the lumnesher world about, you know, suffik deraisa being isser cheftza, Nesavik Darabonim being Nesavik Gavra, these types of lumnuses that Reb Shimon talks about in the Sefer, that an Issa Deraisa is like poison. So who would eat Suffolk poison? You got to be crazy, right? But that's the question. How do you look at a Surim? So the Rambam would tell you it's not poison. It's only poison if the Torah says it's poison. If it's Suffolk poison, it's not poison. So therefore you can eat it.
Well, I don't understand why the Torah does not say anything about Suffolk.
Correct.
Right? So therefore it's the Rabbanan that Suffolk.
No, so these Rishayim, the Rashba and the Ram, they have Rayas from Gemaras. Again, I'm not getting into it now because it's a little off our topic and I'm already off our topic. That they have Rayas from Gemaras that Suffolk derives from the Rayas Lachum. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Safik Daraisa Chum. Those are the words of the Gemara. The question is, does that mean on a Daraisa level? Does that mean on a rabbinic level? So the only reason why I'm quoting this Ravid is just to make a little trouble over here, because this Ravid is a steer to another Ravid. This Ravid sounds like that the Rambam and the Ravid are not on the same page. However, if you take a look at the Shev Shmaitza, Zev Cohen, you sent me on this, you mentioned the Shev Shmaitza to me. I appreciate it. So he writes, this is the opening Shev Shmaitza on the Sefer. So he writes, Naktinon Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. We pass Kin Safik Daraisa Lachumra. That's the Rambam b'chibure hagodol, in the opinion of the Rambam in his big sefer, b'kamim mikomis in many places, the ene l'chumra el medivrei sefer. That the din of Safek deraisa l'chumra, according to the Rambam, is only midrabon. Udva toira kol ha-sveik ha-shoiba, midraisa all sveik ha-zimot. V'chein das ha-raivid. Now, if you look carefully, the Shmaitz, he said, where's this raivid? Hilchas klayim. He didn't say, chein das ram hilchas tumma. Because the Rambam hilchas tumma is actually mashman, like he argues on the Rambam. And hilchas klayim, which I didn't get into over here, and the Rambam, there the raivid seems to hold like the Rambam. So to say that the Ravid holds exactly like the Rambam is not 100% accurate, because there's two Ravids that are associated with each other. But in any case, this is the famous sheet that's a Rambam. The Rambam holds Sovik derives of the Chumro is only a din derabban.
What are the two Ravids?
Yeah, they mutcha a lot with those two Ravids. Then he continues the Shmaitza.
I only learned this, but I heard the shit from Moshe.
Yeah,
what is
it?
He quoted what I said to you,
right.
The Ravid in Greece. He didn't mention
which Ravid.
One agrees with the
Rambam. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't speak about it. So he had a tint in his mind to think that there is
another Rambam. Again, the Shemaitre says
he didn't say it. That he felt that the Rambam and the Rambam held together.
That's
he didn't mention
because that's where the Shemaitre quotes. The Shemaitre quotes that the Rambam and the Rambam are on the same page.
Right.
But there is another Rambam that I photocopied. I no doubt in my mind right. That
point he didn't mention.
He didn't get into it. So the Achronim tried to be miyash of these two Rambams. But if you take a look, who's the other camp versus the Rambam is the Ran and the Rashi. Haran v'harash b'cholkim mazeh, they disagree. V'ichichu d'zeh she'omu sveika d'araisa l'chumra men ha'teri. They prove from various gemaras and shas that safik d'araisa mid d'araisa l'chumra. Okay, so this is the famous machloekis rishonim everyone knows about. We mentioned it a little bit last week. Now, what is interesting is this machloekis rishonim has nothing to do l'chayr with our sugi that we started on. We were talking about the sugi of ksiva sefer Torah. Ksiva sefer Torah is a mitzvah. It's not an iser. How does this machloekis Rambam and Rashba have any impact on something like a mitzvah? Let's say, for example, like tchelis. Right? Tchelis, you're not sure if this is the right tchelis or not the right tchelis. So someone tells you, you have to buy the tchelis because Safik derayis l'chumra. What's Safik derayis l'chumra? Safik derayis l'chumra is a din by yisurim. How does that impact mitzvahs? And secondly, you can argue, if you hold like the Rambam, you could say Safik derayis l'chumra is only din drabon. So there's a famous yisoy that we mentioned last week from the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says no. The Chavos Das, now I tried finding the Chavos Das inside, I couldn't find it. And the only print I had was an old print, so maybe it's not there. I don't know, I couldn't find it. But the Chavos Das says the following, He says, even the Rambam that holds Safik Deraisa, Lechumra is a Din Derabonon, but by mitzvahs it's a Din Deraisa. I'm interested. Even though the Rambam tells you, if I'm dealing with a Safik Isser, I have a pot of food in front of me, and I don't know if it's treif or not treif, so mid Deraisa I can eat the pot. But he says, but by it comes to mitzvahs, even the Rambam holds a Safik mitzvah, the rice you have to go
lechum. We just get that.
Yeah, anytime that's a mitzvah. I would have thought the epoch, right?
That's,
I don't remember where he says he gets it from. Again, the way I saw it quoted, I didn't see too much Hezbron, and I couldn't find it inside the sefer. But that's his chiddush. His chiddush is that even though Safik deraisa lechumra according to the Rambam is midrabbanan, when it comes to mitzvahs is deraisa. Now, why is this important for us? Because let's go back to that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah for a second. We had a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah told us that what? You have two cities. One city may blow Shaifer, and one city is for sure going to say brachas. So the Gemara said, you got to go to the city that's going to have Shaifer. 1 second, if you hold like the Rambam, that's Safik Deraisa L'chum as a Din Derabbanan. 1 second. So now my whole impetus to go to the city with the Shaifer is only Mid Derabbanan. Because Mid Deraisa, we don't have to go. So what?
I've got to go to one of those two cities.
Good.
So even though they're both suffered Rabbanan and Mahula, it makes sense to do the Daraisa.
Why? But it's not a Daraisa anymore. But it's a Suffolk now.
No.
right?
Yeah, but it was once a deraisa.
Oh, so that's one answer you can give. Very good. Very good, very good. That's one gevaldic answer. One answer you could say, let's just develop the kasha, make sure we got it clear, is that what? According to the Rambam, now I have a suffix in city A. So now my chiv to go to city A is only midrabanan, according to this. Because suffix deraisa, according to the Rambam, is only midrabanan you have to go, is only midrabanan you go to chumra. Midraisa, you don't deal with it. So according to the Rambam, if I would go to city A, what obligation would that be? That'd be midrabanan. But city B is also derabanan to hear the brachas. So why does one derabanan beat out the other derabanan?
This is a completely different type of suffix.
Why?
One's external to the mitzvah and one's internal. The Rambam's talking about if I don't know whether this item is usher or not, intrinsically,
okay.
I can treat it as though it's not. It's only
a mitzvah. And if I don't know if there's a mitzvah, why is that different?
No, this is not a case where I don't know if there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to do shofar. The question is, mitzvah-wise, is there a shofar available?
So we have to develop a little better what constitutes a suffer. Right? There's some things that are halachic sveikas, there are mitzvah dikas sveikas. We threw about this last week. What about a tumtum? A tumtum is a forever living suffer. What does he do? You tell me, according to some Rishayim, a tumtum is not chayv midaraisa because he's a suffer? We'll have to get to it. We'll come back to the linnet in a few minutes. But let's just work this out. So according to the Rambam, l'chayv should be equal. So one teretz is, like David said, I think it's 100% right, is that even though now my mitzvah for shofar is the rabbanon, but shofar is a mitzvah deraisa. Be yisoidoi, shofar is a biblical command. So it happens to be now, because it's only a suffer, it gets knocked down a notch, but it still beats out something which is straight up the rabbanon, no matter how you slice.
But well, if you go like
that's the other. That's the other answer. So if you take a look over at number three in the base Aaron of Yisrael in the journal, he says, no, I got a better teretz. If you don't like the Chavos Das, it's Kishma. Why? Because according to the Chavos Das, the only time the Rambam says Safik Deraisa, Mid Deraisa, Lekula is only when you're talking about a Surim. But when you're talking about a mitzvah, even the Rambam agrees Safik Deraisa is Lechumra Min HaTorah, so that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is beautiful.
Yeah, but that's only called the Chavos Das.
Yes. Correct. And it's interesting, if you look in the Svas Emes does not assume like this Chavos Das. Because the Svas Emes mutchers very much with this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, clearly he did not assume like the Chavos Das. But I'm just saying, if you go like the Chavos Das, it's very Gishmak. So if you take a look over in number three in the Sefer Beis Aaron Yisrael, it's a journal, he writes like this, because of Amata Ephraim, the Amata Ephraim writes, and we're getting closer to Yom Leroyim time already, right? So get the Amata Ephraim back in the back of our mind. So the Amata Ephraim writes, Be'elof L'mata Semitof Rosh Chafei Oislam and Gimel, Shemikan Raya L'Rajbo. This Gemara and Rosh Hashanah is a Raya to the Rajbo. That what? That the Sfirle, the Sveka, the Raisa, L'chum who holds that when you have a suffik deraisa, mid deraisa you go to chumra. Umishum hachi odiv suffik teru mevade derabanan. That's why the Gemara makes a lot of sense. I have either a choice to get a suffik shofar. Suffik shofar is suffik deraisa lechumra. I gotta go hit the shofar versus a vade derabanan on the brach. Avalashit as I ramam this relation sveka deraisa lechumra ragam derabanan. But frak the mata frayin. But if you hold like in the Rambam, again, assuming not like the Chavos Das, assuming that the Chiddush of the Rambam, that Safik deraisa, mid deraisa's lekula is true, bein be'isser, bein be'mitzvah. So, frak the Akash, I don't get it. Avashit is Rambam, this really is just Sveika deraisa, lechum, rakam derabonim, imkain, have a trade rabbonim. Hatkias misafik, have a derabonim, vatfios, have a derabonim. My other Safik, toy remivade derabonim. In fact, the Kasha, the Mat Ephraim Mass's Kasha. Why, according to the Rambam, is it so posher that you should go to the city with the Shofar? The city with the shofar is only derabanan. The city with the brachas is also only derabanan. My own mehai derabanan, mehai derabanan. How do you know which derabanan should be at the other derabanan? So if you say like David, no, one derabanan is not really a derabanan. It's really b'yisoy deraisa, and therefore it's better. Okay, I think it's a good teretz.
That's for sure.
So, right. Right, but the question is, according to the Rambam, how's the Rambam learn the Gemara? The Rambam also passes the Gemara. According to the Rambam, in that case, you go to the city where the shofar is. Why, according to the Rambam, would you go to where the shofar is? My ul mehaya midrabbana mehaya midrabbana.
This application of this, is that when there's a suffix that can accomplish something, or when you're faced with having to do something that you know you can do? Meaning, here the outcome, maybe you touched on this.
You're right.
The outcome is...
will be in this virus.
Yeah.
Right. The question is, depends how you look at it. Do you look at it as right now? Meaning, does the Torah say, I have to go to city A because I may get it? That's the way I looked at it. That's the way the Rizino looked at it. The Birkas Avraham of Meilinger says, no, don't look at it like that. Look at it as when the day is over, will I be able to know for sure what it is? That's what Avraham Meilinger is saying. Right. So then the Gemara is not relevant so much to our sugya. But listen.
Suffolk by shofar is whether they're going to have one or not, or whether it's a Suffolk shofar.
Okay, very good. We'll get to that in 1 second.
Or if it's Bob's idea and you don't know if you'll get there.
Not so exactly. I kept the Gemara as a little bit of a secret. I didn't tell you what the Suffolk over there is by shofar.
No.
Now you know the secret's out a little bit. What's not going to Suffolk over there? The suffix, whether or not there's a sheif in the city? What's the suffix? Hold off, we'll get to that in a second also. Let's just finish this. So says this base Aram, you saw this journal, he writes like this. He says, 1 second. So how does the Rambam learn the Gemara? So he says, no. If you hold like the Chavaz Das, it's beautiful. Chavaz Das held that even according to the Rambam, when you have Isurim that are suffix, midiraisa it's l'kula, but by mitzvahs midiraisa it's l'chumra. Therefore, the Gemara is beautiful. It's Mamasha. This is the best riot to the Chavaz Das Svara. It's from this Gemara. But again, just the Svasemes does not assume like this. The Svasemes mutches very much to understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah because he did not assume like the Chavaz Das. Okay. But if you hold like the Chavaz Das, then the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is very, very gishmak. Now, let's just for fun a little bit, because it's not really our sugya. Let's just for fun analyze the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah a little bit better. What's the suffix in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? What are the possibilities of where the Shofar is? But you're going to come to the city, you don't know, maybe there's a shayf, what? Maybe it disappeared. Maybe someone forgot to bring it. What exactly is the suff? So if you take a look in Rashi number 4, this is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Bottom right corner, Rashi writes, the Havadeh v'hasuff. Vadeh huloi, shim yelich eitzach mavorchim yimtur sham asar v'yispal shatz v'yaitien v'yichavos. Avad, if you go to city 2, city B, you'll get someone who will down for the omen, and you'll get to hear the brachis of Malchus Zechonis and Shofars. But if you go to city A where the shofar is, maybe you're coming to come too late. By the time you show up, game's over, show's over, shul's locked up, no one's going to blow shofar. So obviously the logistical question is obvious. They hide the shofar. So you'll come and you'll take the shofar and you'll blow. It seems like from Rashi, and I saw Achrayin Masses, it's more of a logistical kasha, not so much.
That's the
suffix,
right?
Yeah, but I'll say that bracha is probably not going to be ma'akib der rice. You're still mechanic is the rice, even I'll show you, I'll say that bracha. So if we're trying to pump up the mile of shayfa, that it's der rice. So it's not going to say you have to know why can I get access to the shayfa. Right, the akimta is if you don't show up, then the game's over. So now here's the shayfa. Now you got to go back to this Gemara Rosh Hashanah and really analyze what type of suffix is that. Is that the same type of suffix like trelas? Tchelas, what's the suffix by Tchelas, right? I have no idea if I'll ever get the mitzvah here. You might argue that there's a shtickle ches chazaka over here. I mean, there is a shofar here. It'd be shlom if the suffix was, if there's a shofar in the town or not a shofar in the town. That's one type of suffix. Here the suffix is, we can almost call it a chazaka that there is. Right? We'll talk about this for Bein Hashmashas a little bit also. You can argue over here there's almost a ches kas kima mitzvah. Because as far as you know, there is a shofar. And they're going to blow. The only question is, will I get there in time or not? So maybe that's a different type of suffix. Maybe this type of suffix, we don't say the regular rules of asid lizbara or not. Maybe it could be Reb Shulayb Diskin if he holds like Rashi, but Chual will say this Gemara is different because it's a different type of suffix. Not like a suffix like Tchelis where you can stand on your head, you'll never know if you're right or wrong. Here, everything is set up. All you got to do is just be there at the right time.
You don't have to correct Tchelis. It's not even like the suffix we thought it was.
Correct.
Maybe there will or won't be a kosher.
What's even more interesting is, I didn't put it on the page, but the Ritva learns, maybe like Rash and not like Rash, he learns the suffix because last year there was shofar blowing. You don't know what's going to be this year. That's how he learns the suffix. Last year they had a program in this hotel. So I say, he says, but last year we had. Mishaz, what's going to be this year? So then you invite to work in what we call chazakas. Chazakas says, last year we did it. Now the Rambam is interesting. When the Rambam learns this Gemara, he doesn't tell us what the suffix is. He just says, V'suffix shema there'll be a shofar. The Rambam leaves a much more open end. So the Rambam Taka leaves it that it could be any and every type of suffix. Suffix is there even a shayfa in the city. Suffix is there someone who knows that I'll blow shayfa. But there's no chazaka anywhere that says you'll get the mitzvah. According to these Rishayim, Rashi and the Ritzvah, you're working with a different type of suffix. You're working with a suffix where you already have almost a chazaka that you'll get the mitzvah. By Tchelis, is there any chazaka that you'll get it right? Of course not. What's chazaka? Chazaka doesn't say that this Tchelis is right. Here I have a massive where I have chazaka pushing me to tell me you'll do the mitzvah. They have shayfa blown. The suffix is you'll be there on time, you won't be there on time. That's a shayla where you change the chazaka. But by other sveikas ha-mitzvahs, you don't have that. So it could be this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but chalal has no bearing on our sugya at all. Okay, let's go back to the other sheet for a second, if you can flip it up with me.
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi and the Ritva, not according to the Rambam. So let's go back to the other sheet for a second. We're going to try to finish both sheets today. Hashem Yishmor. Okay. So what do we have over here? We have a machloikish Rishonim. I'm sorry. We have a Yisoid from the Achrayim. We're talking about Achrayim of the 19th century. That they both were Nifta, the Beis HaLevi. A little later, we have the Beis HaLevi, we have Shulah Diskin. These are all Gedoilim of the 19th century. And of course, we'll get to today also the Radziner Rebbe, the Ayin Tcheles, a Begershon Liner, a big Talmud Chacham, who gets a lot of flack and he doesn't deserve it. I mean, he gets flack, well, that part he does deserve. He got duped into thinking Tcheles is right, but the Etzim was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. The Radziner Rebbe was also a 19th century Gadol, and he wrote a Sefer on the Mishnayis that we don't have Gemara, Oilus and Kalim, right? The things that we don't even learn. So what he did was he took a Likud of all of the places in Shas where they referenced these Mishnahs, and he made it like almost like a Gemara-like topic. And he got a little flack for that also, but after he changed the name of the Sefer, people were very, very accepting of his Sefer. There's a whole story with the Radziner. He made a Moifis. A kid came to him who was paralyzed. The kid was able to walk. All story, not for now. But he was a Choshev, the Radziner Rebbe. He died in, I think, 1890, 1892. But because of the Tcheles, he kind of got caught up a little bit in this controversy. So he's the two sides. There's Yimshul Leib Diskin and the Beis HaLevi saying that if you have a Suffolk mitzvah, you only have to do the mitzvah if you know after the mitzvah is over whether or not you did it or not. And the Radziner Rebbe says absolutely not. There's no such concept. Where does it say that anywhere? So that's the machlokes between the Radziner Rebbe and the Beis HaLevi.
And therefore what?
And if we have to do it. And that's why he's pushing for Tcheles. That was the Radziner's argument. The argument is, being that there's no such, meaning the Yimshul Leib Diskin's argument was why I don't have to put on Tcheles is because Savik Deraisa L'chumah doesn't apply to Tcheles. Now, the reason why we brought this in was because we were discussing the Kash and the Shagas Ayah. Why shouldn't I have to write every version of a Sefer Torah to be in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? The answer is, if you hold like Yimshul Leib Diskin, you don't have to. Because even afterwards, I still don't know if I got it right. There's so many configurations.
But you know eventually, like
again, but I don't know if that's even practical to write
practical,
so many.
But you know.
Right. So if you'll write, so that's the question. Did the Torah be mechayev a person to do such a thing? Would the Torah be mechayev a person to write 500 Sifrei Torah to be in the midst of the Sefer Torah? That's right. So that's how we got involved in this Rebbe Shmuel Leib Diskin in the first place.
Would that thought also apply to something that there's a suffix, whether or not, let's say, the sukkah is kosher, or the shofar is kosher. So after Yontif, you'll be able to ask, there's no rav in the town, right? So after Yontif, you'll be able to find out if it was kosher or not kosher. So that's the same question.
That's like the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah.
No, this is not whether or not you're...
Same thing. It's whether or not I can eventually prove if I did the mitzvah. Like the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, I'll go to the city, and I'll find out whether or not I got the mitzvah or not. By, let's say, the tcheles, I can stand in my head. I still never know. That's the difference. So your case is like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is machlokes between the Radziner and the Rav Avraham Erlinger, whether or not it's the same type of case.
Did he'll never know, or did he find that his?
I mean, he still believed.
I think he believed 100%.
He did, but he did, but at the end, right. But again, it's not as bad to the point that I don't know if the Radziner would swear to say the Torah. This is the Tcheles of the Torah. I'd be surprised. But again, he means that we can be bavar 100% that I got the key in my mitzvah.
Well, when is there any
event? At some point, I guess. All right, so I guess we can argue that that's why I'm not going to put on tcheles, because that's going to be a long time until I can say bavadoy, so this is tcheles. So let's take a look. It's so funny that everyone says it's machlokes between, Miksharayim with the Radziner Rebbe, and it might be a Magen Avraham. Beat everyone by 200 years. It might have been a Magen Avraham. And not only that, it might be Rishayim. Of course, every good Shiloh didn't first start in the 19th century. Can't be, right? It had to be somewhere earlier. So let's go a little earlier. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham. Number five on the page, that's the page that says Shir Chav Tes. If it looks upside down, it probably is. So just flip it around, you'll get it. So there's a Magen Avraham over here. Magen Avraham is discussing benching. Magen Avraham is discussing what happens if you have, again, it used to be in the times of the Gemara, Zimun used to be that whoever did the Zimun benched the whole benching for everyone and everyone else kept quiet. That's the way it used to be. That's why the halach is that whoever leads the Zimun is supposed to bench a good part of the benching out loud, like it used to be moitzi those people that are listening. Today, most people don't even bench the first bracha out loud, but that's wrong. But you're supposed to bench out loud, the shoimim can hear you and at least answer amen. So the shayla is, let's say you have a guy who doesn't even know all the brachas by heart. This is before Art Scroll printed Siddurim. So you don't know the benching by heart. So the shayla is it could die to have someone bench and get, he knows one of the three brachas. Well, Hazan, he knows, right? When he was a little kid, they only benched till Hazan. That's the way he stayed for the rest of his life. He never got the noidim. The problem is there's two other brachas in the benching. So the guy only knows one brach. So is it kedai for him to lead the zimun and be mighty everyone? Or do you say you're wasting your time? Why are you wasting your time? Because there's a shita in the Rishayim that the brachas ma'kev zuzu. If you don't get all the brachas of Kriyat Shema, you get zero credit. So what should this guy do? Again, this guy's the only guy who can read. He went to first grade. The rest of them didn't even get to first grade. So he's the matzliach of the group. He went to first grade. So he can bench Tal Hazan. But how far does it get you to get Tal Hazan? You don't know Vala Koil and you don't know Rachim. So what do you do? So Amar Avram writes, number five, he says, Mashmi Gemara Brif, the im ain't Shom Yedei Ela Bracha Acha. So if you have a person who only knows one of the three brachas Kriyat Shema, benching, lo yivarech chum. He shouldn't make a bracha. He shouldn't do the benching. The ma'akev azuazu, because they're ma'akev each other. So either you get all, you get nothing. There's no partial credit over here. So if you're going to do one of the brachas, you're just going to do azan, you get no credit. So
certainly you don't have to.
Both.
What's the downside of doing?
We'll get to that in a second. It's a bracha batala, which we'll come back to in a second. We'll see. The bracha batala.
So this would apply even without a zimba.
And a chanam, if a guy's by himself, same thing, right?
Because you just don't bench.
Correct. If you have a guy who's by himself, he's got no bencher, and he only knows one out of the three, we tell the guy, don't bother.
Does that have a paskin? Is that the mahakim?
We'll get to that. That's part of the discussion. Now, today this is not Tzonegei, because Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of options to bench today. So he writes, V'ayim b'simin tovkov tzadigim molu muchach mikan, says the Magen Avraham, this has to be the minyan shalosh brachas midaraisa. It must be because the three brachas are midaraisa. Because if you held only the first bracha was deraisa, let him just say hazon. That would be crazy. If you tell me now, I shouldn't even do the deraisa because of the din derabanan. I mean, avad is the din brachas makev zezeh, but that's only din derabanan. That should not hold me back from doing a din deraisa. Okay, fine, very good. Seems like a very innocent Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham says the guy doesn't know if he's going to do the benching, he shouldn't do the benching. Correct, the prima god, they might understand. Isn't benching deraisa? Safik deraisa luchum. What do you mean? You have a safik. On the side the brachas makev zezeh, you're not going to get benching. On the side the brachas are not makev zezeh, you do a benching. So why don't you have to bench yourself? Yeah, so good. We'll see the primogod. So if you hold bracha vatal is only the rabbanon.
If you hold that.
Which quite a few Rishonim hold that way. So now it gets even more complicated, right? Throw the Rambam into the mix, right? Makes it even more complicated, right? Because if you throw the Rambam into the mix, so Safik deraisa luchum is only adin the rabbanon. So then the same kasha, my ol mehaid rabbanon, mehaid rabbanon. But if you hold like the chavis yoyer, right? If you hold like the chavis das, not the chavis yoyer, the chavis das. You hold like the Chabbos das that something deraisa on a mitzvah is deraisa. So now the kasha does so good. Let it be derabbanan, but the deraisa should not get the
derabbanan.
Yeah. So take a look in the Prima Gadim number 6. Says the Prima Gadim, he says hello the roi lahachma b'savik brachas. The Magen Avraham came out and the Magen Avraham said no, you should not make any brachas. Why? Because we have a rule savik derabbanan lekula savik brachas lahako. Don't say anything. In fact, the Prima Gadim v'yafagav the savik tayir lechumra. I don't understand. This is something deraisa. On the side that benching is deraisa, you have a mitzvah deraisa to bench. Says the Prima Gadim, Lo Shayach Kam. No, this sugya does not have the rule of something deraisa chumra. The bishlam ochal ve'ino yoyedei in beirach. If the typical case of something deraisa is a guy ate, he doesn't remember if he benched. So choizim b'varach kibesim kof peidal sevdal. The metakin vadek. Then you know for sure you'll get it right. Masha ain ken kam the sofiku. Says the Prima Gadim, it's a sofik over here. Shema Ma'akvois. Frank the Prima Gadim.
He's going back to the Beis Levi.
Exactly. Yeah. He's saying, Mam is like the Beis Levi. He's saying, what am I going to gain by suffering? Now I bench again. Now I'll do one out of three. Can I say with certainty I did the mitzvah? No, because Shema Ma'akvois, I did nothing. So then the din of Savi Deraisa L'chomer doesn't kick in. So this you saw that we're calling the Beis Levi already is the Prima Gadim with a Magen Avraham. And Hilchos Brachos of all places. Yes, maybe. Well, definitely. That's what we're going to talk a lot about today, hopefully. But this L'chor, this Prima Gadim is screaming the words of the Beis HaLevi. He's saying that over here, you can't say Savik Derais L'chumro, because what? Make me bench, make me do one out of three. And then what? I still won't know if I bench properly. Therefore, says the Prima Gadim, that's why the Magen Avraham holds that there's no din that you have to bench even one brach. Now, keep on reading the Prima Gadim.
Any mitzvah is makorkas on how to do a brach, right?
What do you...
Maybe it's a shita that...
No, but so this is, I guess, enough. So he, so this machloik is a brach of makev zezeh. He calls a machloik as riff and other big rishonim that are never in his bar. Right. Now sometimes you have to.
You eat, you not eat, you make a
bracha. So by sukkah, we know that there's a geshmak, a chiddush. I think we talked about this once before, that there might be an isser to eat outside the sukkah. And this is the chiddush from the, from the Aruch Laner. The Kuri Yankim in the Zarach Liner has his whopper of Chiddush that not only is the mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah, there's an isser achil achotz l'sukkah. So then it might be a suffix already isser, not just mitzvah. But you're right. If you have a suffix mitzvah.
And if it's suffix
of an Isser.
So we're more machim on a Suffolk Isser, right? But you're right. You maybe wouldn't make a brach. Again, whenever you have a Suffolk in a mitzvah, again, so everyone keeps on saying, well, it doesn't hurt to do it. Well, it depends on the mitzvah. If it's a brach, it sometimes does hurt to do it. Why? Oh, so says it, let's keep on reading. Says the Prima Garden, Avad, if you hold that loisisa, meaning making a brach, then for sure you can't take the risk. Says the Prima Garden, even if you hold loisisa as a derabonah, so now the kash is really shver. If it's only in a derabonah to make a brachah and a tzricha, and I have a suffix deraisa of benching, I should have to bench one out of three just to cover the mitzvah deraisa.
I haven't loisisa be in derabonah, so sorry, the difference.
No, question, what did it mean when you say loisisa? That loisisa deraisa means when I get up for no reason, that's Hashem's name. Here, I'm not doing it for no reason, here I'm doing it because I want to be able to make a brachah. I'm praising Hashem. That's my chodesh dream. When a person makes a brachah, now, loisisa literally means I say Hashem's name for no good reason. That guy curses, you know, throws in God's name for no reason. So, yeah. This is machlokes we're showing Rambam and Tosfos about loisisa with a brachah and a tzricha. So says the Prima Gadim, doesn't matter. Says the Prima Gadim, I don't care. Because I hold the whole rule of Safik Deraisa. It doesn't apply. And I'll show you why. Because Safik Deraisa is only if after I do the mitzvah, I can know with certainty that I did the mitzvah. Here I can't. Because I don't know how to be machri in the machloekis
is b'shem. But we're not, you still didn't do anything wrong. You might not get the credit for benching.
But then,
but what's wrong with saying a bracha to Hashem?
Because if you hold brachas ma'akev zezeh, it means Hashem wants only the full bench. He doesn't want partial bench. So that partial benching is an unnecessary bracha, and therefore you made a bracha with Hashem's name for no reason. So l'chayr this magen Avram with the Prima Gadim should be the biggest raya to the Beis Halevi and to the Bishul Leib Disk. What does the Ritzina do with this? The Rizina knew this. They say by 19, the Rizina was already Baki B'Shas and Rishayim. By 19. So he must have known this Magen Avraham also, right? So what do you do with this Magen Avraham? So take a look over here, number 7. The Sefer Ayin Tcheles. That's the Sefer the Rizina wrote all about Tcheles. So in the middle of that Sefer, our conversation comes up a lot. And then we'll see, he's not a big fan of Reb Shul Leib Disk and Svar. Again, they were contemporaries. They lived around the same time. So he was not a big fan of Reb Shul Leib Disk and Svar about a Safik Deraisa L'Chumra is only if after you do the mitzvah, you know for sure. He thought that was ridiculous. I will myself this Magen Avraham.
So, can you just clarify? After the mitzvah, you know for sure. Does that mean that there is a way to know for sure, or there's a vaday that you'll know?
Good.
For sure?
We'll talk about it.
Which we're never going
to
know.
I'm leaving it vague for a reason, because in the next case we'll see it might be similar. You have to sometimes know: is there a way to be mavaya, or is there sometimes just an impossibility we will never know? I'm leaving it vague for that reason, like the case of by Shofar. You will know when you show up to the shul.
If there's a shofar.
Exactly.
You'll eventually. If it's a kosher shofar, you may never know, or you may know, depending on whether there's a
wrong. So let's leave that open for now. We'll come back to that. Now, the cases that so far we've been working with, we've been like a little bit on the extremes. We've had cases where it's impossible to know, and some cases where for sure you'll know, and we'll talk a little bit in between. Yeah. So the question over here is, why don't I have to do it al safik deraisa l'chum? Right, we have a din safik deraisa l'chum. I have a safik if I have to bench. So the Prima Magen Avraham says, no, you don't bench. Don't do anything.
No, but I'm saying if you don't know how to bench, just like you don't know what it's saying. You have
to use it at home. You have to go learn it. You got to figure out a way to do it. It's by Tchelis, we talk to throw up our hands, we say it's impossible. Here, it's not impossible.
Isn't that the Hadamah to Nisimbur and Chela Gimel? Did you have to learn the whole Hilchos Shabbos?
Yeah, saying, you're still a Baruch Yehu, but you just got to figure out a way to be kind. The Chiyuv doesn't fall off. Now let's see what the Ritzina does over here. Very interesting. Take a look at the Ritzina over here in Ayin Tcheles in the Sefer. He writes number 7. He says, "Omnam chokar dehainu dafka b'mokoyim kishoisa hamitzvah misakin vaday. Avol hecha da hamitzvah vadoyis besofik im yitaken basiyasa bichegav nelo yivarech deklamei machoimer lisiso basiyasa usof. V'im ki divrei apim gadam alol dechokar elinin habrocha mevor deguf amaisim mechoyv las gam shegamachat siyasa nisha besof." I don't know what he means, the Regina. The Regina says, "Fakir." He thinks Prima Gadim is a right to him. Why? Because the Prima Gadim only has issue with the bracha. He's very concerned about how do you make a bracha, how do you not make a bracha. That's because we're in the bracha's world. But if it wouldn't be a meaning, if it wasn't benching is something where the mitzvah is a bracha. But says the Regina, if this would be a mitzvah where we're not a bracha based mitzvah, then even the Prima Gadim would have no problem with doing it again. The only reason why the Prima Gadim doesn't want you doing this mitzvah again is because you have it up against a possibility of loisisa. And because it's up against the possibility of loisisa, the Prima Gadim thought that loisisa beats doing it again. I don't know how we read the Prima Gadim. It's not what the Prima Gadim says. We read it together. Prima Gadim says, Loi mi boy, if you hold Tzavik deraisa, if you hold brachas derabana, Loi sisa derabana, it doesn't matter. The Prima Gadim is very clear that it's not a brachas-based sugya. The sugya over here is whether or not after I do the mitzvah, will I know for sure that I did the mitzvah. So the Redzin is saying, no, that's not the point. The point is the brachas is what bothered the Prima Gadim. The reason why the Prima Gadim was skeptical to tell you to do it again was because of the fact that there's an element of Loi sisa. It's not what the Prima Gadim says.
I think when there's a
brachas
in the mitzvah, is the brachas.
We still say right.
You do.
Right, so it's not a right, right. So that was the Magen Avraham's, the Prima Gadim's cash. The Redziner understood in the Prima Gadim that the reason why the Prima Gadim was Magen Avraham was hesitant to tell you to do it again was because here there's a downside. What's the downside? Maybe Loi Sisa. That's not what the Prima Gadim said. Prima Gadim says very clearly the reason why I told you not to do it again was because there's no Yisoid of doing it again. So this Redziner to me is Tzarechin. I don't see it. That's a typical case. Right. Here, the case over here is I don't know if I can get the benching done because I only know one bracha.
What do you mean, I don't know if I can? I know I can.
But again, but if you hold that one bracha is good enough, that's the song. So again, so this.
I'm enough of a Talmud talking to another.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Okay. So this Redziner. Yeah, on the record. So this Redziner, I have a very hard time understanding how we understood the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim clearly is not saying like the Redziner. The Prima Gadim is not saying that the reason why I'm not telling you to bench one of the three brachas is because I hold maybe Loi Sisa. The Redziner is saying the reason why I don't want you to make the brachas is because we don't say the rule of Safek Derais Lachom over here because we don't know if after you're done, you'll still get the mitzvah. So I'm not sure where the Redziner is coming from. Okay, we'll put that aside. Let's try a Gemara.
Is it possible, again, it's the internal versus external?
It might be. That's the same. The Sheirish HaShayel, it might be that issue. Let's try a Gemara now. Number 8, Gemara in Sukkah. Now, the Redziner is Gevaldik. He mamish quotes so many Gemaras. Midrashim, Yushalmi. He really, built up his point that he totally thinks that the Yom Shul Ebdisk and the Beis Halevi are wrong. Well, let's take a Gemara. Let's try a Gemara. State in the Gemara. Number 8, Amr Reb Yochanan, Esrig B'Shvi, Aser B'Shmini Mutter. Gemara over here is talking about the din of Esrig on the 7th and 8th day of Sukkot. So the Gemara says, on the 8th day, it's Aser. Aser means it's Muktzah. The esrig becomes muktzah. B'shmini on the 8th day mutter, it's not muktzah. It's not huktzah with tzvah. So it doesn't have the svara that it's set aside for the mitzvah. The Gemara says sukkah afilu b'shmini asur, but sukkah even on the 8th day, it's still also to use because it's huktzah with tzvah. So the Gemara a couple lines down in the next paragraph says the papa amar papa labay lebi yechin a maishna sukkah maishna esrig. What's the difference between a sukkah and esrig? Amalei sukkah the chazi lebein hashmoshes sukkah you can sit in it. You need to sit in it bein hashmoshes. Why? The isram le sudaso. If you're going to have a meal bein hashmoshes, boy meet the begave. You have to eat in the sukkah. Umeicha begave is katzoy lebein hashmoshes. Umeit the sukkah lebein hashmoshes. It's called the kuliyam. So once the sukkah is going to be used bein hashmoshes on the 7th day, so the sukkah now has kedusha. That kedusha stays with it for the 8th day. But Esrig, the Lechaz of the Ben Ashmashas, but an Esrig, you're not going to shake Lul of an Esrig. On the 7th day, Ben Ashmashas, and then for Lo Yiskatzai, the Ben Ashmashas, it never was Huxel and Mitzvah when Ben Ashmashas came. Lo Yiskatzai, Lukul Yem, it doesn't become Muktzah for the rest of the day. Fine. Now, why wouldn't I shake Lul of Ben Ashmashas? I don't understand. The guy doesn't have a chance to shake Lul until Ben Ashmashas, of course he would have to shake Lul. So everyone already knows this thing. Okay. So the Rishayim are all very bothered. I don't understand. The Gemara says that if I'm on the 7th day of Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot, I didn't take lulav yet. So the Gemara says, the first time I get a lulav is ben hashmoshes. Nah, you don't shake. Why not? Why wouldn't you shake lulav ben hashmoshes?
Wait, but isn't it the Rabbanan on the 7th
so day? Yes, it is. Yes, it is the Rabbanan.
Why does it say esro b'shvi asr?
Asr means it's muktzah. You can't use it.
On the 7th day?
Yeah. On the 8th day, the Gemara says, right? Esro b'shvi asr b'shmini muktzah. Right.
Why on the 7th day is it asr?
What did the Gemara say again? Ready? It's called mitzvah. But the 7th day, you shake it.
And then afterwards,
Ben Ashmasha starts the next day, right? Ben Ashmasha starts the next day. No, that's how it works. Comes Ben Ashmasha, your 7th is used, and now Ben Ashmasha starts for the next day. If 7th day night Ben Ashmasha is muktzah, then 8th day is muktzah.
But then it says Ben Shmini muktzah.
Right, because it comes Ben Ashmasha on the 7th day, you put away, you never shake lulav anymore.
Right.
So now coming into the 8th day, the esrog is not huktzah l'mitzvah, right? And that means the clock starts at Ben Ashmasha for the next morning.
Shmini means Ben Ashmasha.
It means it's aser till ben hashmoshes because it's huktzah l'mitzvah.
You can only use it
till ben hashmoshes. That's what it means.
Isn't it similar to shalat about a shayfa when you get it?
Yes, very much. We'll get to that in a second. Hold on.
So,
good. So one second. The Gemara says that if you come with lulav on the seventh day of Sukkot, Bein Hashmashes is not used. And therefore, the lulav does become huksal mitzvasai, and therefore, the lulav is mutter to be used after the seventh day.
So the question is, why isn't it used?
Why shouldn't you have to take it Bein Hashmashes?
So it's the Rabbanan on the seventh day.
Yes.
And it's a suffix, whether it's the seventh day or the eighth day.
Yes.
So it's suffix Rabbanan from mitzvah sarasay with lulav.
Good. So you push him shot.
Well, why don't you say sfeik sfeik in that case?
Why am I saying sfeik sfeik?
Because it's two sfeikas. One, whether it's a chi of deraisa and a bottom, the other.
It's not machoikas. We know for sure that the lulav was only deraisa the first day. That's not, it's a pasuk. L'kach l'lchem b'yem erishim. Creates other. No, you're good so far. You got it right. Now, what's that? So how does that have anything to do with also again? Oh, so that's a nikuda you have to talk about. But B, I want to talk about another nikuda. What would happen if it would be the first day of sukkah? So the Avi's right. Everyone sounds like what? If it would be Daraisa, you'd have to take the lulav.
If you hold.
What I mean? What about if you hold like Yibshul Lev Diskin? Why should I bother? I'll still never know if I got the mitzvah. So the Avi, well, we didn't see it yet inside, but look at the
rest. It's still a mitzvah on the second, third, fourth day.
No, but you can't tell me that mitzvah Daraisa makes me take it.
What would prevent you from doing it?
No, but again, the question is not whether or not you should or shouldn't. The question is, do I have to? Does Safik Daraisa kick in? According to Yibshul Lev Diskin, there's no din savik deraisa. After I do the mitzvah, I can't be mavar that I did the mitzvah.
You shouldn't do it Ben Hashmosh.
So you shouldn't have to do it on day one. Maybe you do, you don't. So let's take a look. Take a look in the Ran over there, number 9. This is the Ran in Sukkah. The Ran in Sukkah is bothered with the kasha. Why is lulav not used b'yom hashvi'i, Ben Hashmosh? Says the Ran, the kuliyim mishum del Ben Hashmosh is gufu lais katzoi. The lulav is not huktzel mitzvah in Ben Hashmosh. Sharei Ben Hashmosh is ainu rui lemitzvah esrei. Because Ben Hashmosh is not the time to take lulav. Even if you didn't take lulav all day, you would not take a lulav ben hashmashes. Why? The key of the lulav is when Hazem the rabbanon bam yemishin. Since lulav today is only the rabbanon after the first day, uben hashmashes sveikahu usveikah the rabbanon look lulav. Yeah, everyone's mechamed to the Ran. The Ran seems very clear that what? What's the dig you can make in the Ran? Oh, but let's say it would be a shaila on the first day. You would have to do it. Why, according to Yibshul Lev Diskin, should I have to do it? It should be like the case of Tcheles. Elamites are riot from this Ran against Yibshul Lev Diskin. Okay, so now we have Rishayim already. Unless you hold that what? That there's a difference in what type of suffix you have.
So, I mean, why is Tcheles and Ben Hashmachos equivalent?
They're both cases where you'll never know for sure if you did the mitzvah. You'll never could tell me with certainty you did the mitzvah.
You can't resolve Ben Hashmosh.
It's a non-resolve. Now, you could argue one is like a problem with us, and one is an unchangeable problem. Meaning, the problem with Tcheles is we can't resolve it because we lost the Messiah. Ben Hashmosh, we can stand that head. It's not going to change. Like a tum-tum. That's the issue.
It's never available.
Exactly. It's never going. Tcheles, we had a Messiah on. So maybe that's a different type of suffix. Maybe when you have a suffix, which is E-F-shul is baru me oilum viad oilum, like a tum-tum, maybe that type of suffix is a different type of suffix. Mashiach and Tcheles, which is something just we're lacking, like Yiseis v'chaseiris. We point this out by Yiseis v'chaseiris. Even Yiseis v'chaseiris is a suffix. That's our problem. That's not a real, ultimate, legitimate suffix.
No, Tcheles doesn't exist. No, it's not a suffix. What is it? I mean, it's a suffix. What is it?
It's a suffix whether or not this is the right thing.
No. I'm saying, maybe it's not even here. It's not even.
It's possible. There's no item. So it doesn't exist.
So the other way of saying it is the other way you could say that the Ben Hashmosh is also stick like the Chazaka case. There's a Chazaka that until now it's been day. Now we don't know if it's switched over yet. So maybe it's like the case in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah where you know that there's a Shofar. The only Shaila is will you be able to use it? So we pointed out that's like a Cheskas mitzvah. So maybe some Achrayim, I think I saw this in the Bikur Yankiv on Rosh Hashanah, on Hilchas on Lulav, he writes that Ben Hashmosh is what we call a Cheskas Chir. Why? Because it was day. We don't know yet if it switched tonight. That's a suffix against the chazak. That there you have a cheskas chiyuv. So maybe a suffix with a cheskas chiyuv is a different sub suffix. Okay.
What if Diskin said his bar
by tchelus
mitzvahs also
by tchelus? Yeah, he said it by tchelus. Now,
yeah, but what would happen by a suffix drop on it when it comes to kula? If you would go ahead and do it and make a bracha, is that considered bracha vatala?
So there happens to be a very big discussion. Again, this far, I'm not willing to go off a topic, but there is a big machlokes b'shoyinim if you'd make the bracha on it.
Right.
If let's say, would you even make a bracha? Let's say the first day. Right. Let's say the first day, Sukkot, you first get a lulav ben hashmashes. Would you make a bracha on it?
No.
So we pass no. Some Rishonim say yes.
I have a question. Isn't it a little topic? Aren't you allowed to make the bracha on the second day anyway? Because it's
Rabbah. Yes.
So
yes.
What's the difference between doing it?
But you can't shake lulav at night.
One night.
And a guy once called me up. He told me he's having non-religious relatives come to him for a sukkah meal. You know, cholam ha'ed. He wants to shake lulav with them and make a bracha. So you can't do that. I want to show them how to do a mitzvah. So show them how to do the mitzvah right. You don't make a bracha. It's very nice. You want to do kirov. I'm very touched and honored. You can't change the rules. The mitzvah of lulav is b'yoyim b'loy b'lai. You can't shake lulav b'lai.
In the first day, you could because it's a suffik d'oraisa.
Oh, but then you have suffik d'oraisa on the kiyum mitzvah, suffik d'rabbanan on the bracha. So the pashtus would be is you'd shake the lulav, you wouldn't make a bracha. Now, some Rishonim hold, and maybe I'll savvy derais luchum, you can schlep along the bracha also.
Uh-huh.
A little off topic, but right. It's discussed. Now,
but if it's a clear savvy derabbanan, then.
So the pashtus, again, a savvy derabbanan, we would not. Now,
and
the,
if you did, it would be considered bracha
batal. I would assume, yeah, bracha batal.
And that's how we pass.
That's what we assume. Now, if you take a look in the, again, I'm jumping around because I really want to finish this before Tisha B'Av. If you take a look for a second on the last, go back to the other sheet for a second with me. Take a look in Numbers 5. Rabbi Avraham Erlinger points out that how do we pass in lahalacha? He writes v'heruni b'mishtabura shemishle not lulav ad bein hashmash Hashem terishon mechoyev lito mishum desveka deraisa. Mishtabura happens to pass in like our diok in this ram that if we're to be on the first day, the only reason why you don't have to take lulav is because it's yom shvi and yom shvi is a derabon. Abba zog to mishtabura what happens would be yom rishon and the first time you got lulav would be bein hashmashes. Zog to mishtabura avadi you have to take it because savik deraisa. Effective from Ellinger, I don't understand. It's not like the base of Levi. Even after you take it, you're still not sure. So it says, from Ellinger, you see from the Mishtabura, at least Api Halacha, he did not assume like a Bishul Leib Diskin, unless you'll be Mechalik between the Suffolk of Ben Ashmoshes and the Suffolk of Trelis.
He didn't say that.
Right, he doesn't say that. Mishtabura says, you don't make a brother.
He says
you don't make a bracha, yeah. But our point isn't forget the bracha. According to B'shul Leib Diskin, you shouldn't even have to shake lulav in the first place. According to B'shul Leib Diskin, if a person gets shayfer, so a person, let's say, can hear shayfer, this year's not a gay, the first day is Shabbos. But let's say normally, maybe we'll talk about that one day. But the point is, let's say a person can't get lulav till Ben Ashmoshes. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, would you tell the guy to shake lulav? Of course you would. Tam chaperayim, Ben Ashmoshes. According to B'shul Leib Diskin, you tell him you don't have to. And the Mishnah Berurah grad argues on the ground.
You don't have to or you should.
Maybe you shouldn't. Right?
You don't have to because maybe
it might be a shail of muksa. Total, there's a whole shail. Does the lulav become muksa at night? I think we talked about this one.
It hasn't gone through Ben Ashmoshes.
Right, so maybe you can play. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman, we talked about this when we looked at Beloz Demila. Why isn't a lulav of muksa belayla? It's loy chazi. You can't shake the lulav of belayla. So does it become muksa? Let's say the first night of Yom Tov.
Is the shail for muksa at night?
Same shail for that matter. Oh, maybe you can argue with the Shev, you can practice with it.
Right.
But you can't have muksa for half a day.
No, but Let's go the other way. Over here, when Yom Tov started, it wasn't Chazi. So here for Ket. So how does it become now Chazi on the next morning? Right, Yom Tov starts, I can't shake lulav. It's Laila. Then in the morning, I shake it. So what happens Yom between night and day?
The whole mitzvah.
Okay. So there's a lot of talk about this. Right. Maybe. So Shem Zalman brings down the Faket. He says every soldier, before he goes to war, he lays out all his stuff. That's what we do. We prepare all our stuff before we go to war. So he has a right. It's mutter. Okay. In any case, so halacha l'maaseh, this Mishnah Berurah seems to be against the Radzin. It seems to be against the B'shul Leib Diskin and perhaps a riot to the Radzin. Now go back to the other page. Let's keep on going. Let's try some more riyas to the Shaila. Let's skip number 6 because we'll go to the Gemara before we see a Magen Avraham. Number 7, Gemara and Shabbos. I apologize. I didn't write it down. It's on the Samach Tes Amid Beis. Okay. The Gemara is talking about the famous Shaila. Person stuck in the desert. Oh. Doesn't know when Shabbos is, right? Famous Gemara says the Gemara number 7. Omer Ravuna, Yimahalach b'midbar v'ni yedei yimosei Shabbos. Guys in the desert doesn't know when Shabbos is. So what does he do? So moin ishish yomim u'misham yomech. He counts 6 days and he keeps one day. B'chia ba'ab v'ashi yomah misham yomech. Okay, so the Gemara's machloek is actually, do you go 6 and 1 or you do 1 and then 6? Okay, let's go like you go. Let's assume you do 6. So the first day you plop down in on the island. Right? You don't know what day it is, so you count 6 days. And the 7th day, you're going to keep Shabbos. So the Gemara elaborates what that means. The Gemara, next group of lines, the Gemara says, no. Elo kol yom b'yom oiselei parnasosa. The Gemara says, not so fast. But etzim, every day, is a suffix issur. Maybe today's Shabbos, how you got to do malacha? So the Gemara says, if you don't do malacha, you're going to die. Because you need certain things to live in a desert. You got to do certain work. So the Gemara says like this. Elo kol yom b'yom oiselei parnasosa. Every day, we let you do enough malacha that you need just to survive. Afilahu yoim, even on the seventh day that you're calling Shabbos. Vahu yoim of my minkele. So what is the significance of calling it Shabbos? Zokti gemara b'kiddush v'avdalta. Kiddush and avdala. That's what makes this day different. Okay. So what does this come on after with our conversation? That's a mitzvah. Those are mitzvahs. Oh, those are mitzvahs. Assays. And yet the Gemara says, do them, even though we'll never know if it's really Shabbos. Actually, never. Oh, you maybe one day will. Okay. Okay. Maybe. So what do we have? The Gemara says that what? You have to do Kiddush and Abdullah. Why? Because of suffering. I won't know even after I do it whether or not. So this Gemara is a raya which way? Against the Beis HaLevi. So this would be Gevaldik. One problem. A very, very small Rashi. Number 9. Says Rashi, the Kiddush of Avdalta, Lizikarein Ba'alma, Shiyeh lo Shem Shom Yoim Choluk Mishayomim V'lo Tishkach Shabbos. What's up, Rashi? It's not a mitzvah. It's a charade. It's not real. Avada, really, you can't get the mitzvah of Kiddush of Avdalta. Why? Reb Shulei will tell you because it's a suffix. So why are we going through this whole game? So Rashi, no, we're doing this so you should remember the Da'am Musig. It seems like you're not getting out so fast, right? We want you to remember the Da'am Musig for Kiddush of Avdalta. So once you see this Rashi, then you say, Faket, the Gemara is a raya to Reb Shulei Diskin. So now the Gemara like Rashi is Bechlau, not a raya anymore. So the Redzina tries... I think Faker, it's a raya to Reb Shulei. Why? Because why did Rashi say this? Why didn't Rashi say Pasha that you have to do the mitzvah of Kiddush v'Avdala? Okay, it's because you can't do the mitzvah of Kiddush v'Avdala because of suffering. It's the only reason why we even go through Kiddush v'Avdala is so it should be a zikaron. I mean, why did Rashi add those words? The zikaron ba'al, what means the Pasha Pasha, you read the Gemara, you do Kiddush v'Avdala because there's a mitzvah there is. Sounds like it must have been at the Kanas Chazal that they said you should make a brach even on this. Shaloi Tishkach.
Well,
so,
you
have,
make a brach?
With
lulav, you don't have the correct
name,
but you use them.
Usually don't make a brach. Usually not. So maybe this was some form of a takanas chazal over here. But the reason why Rashi had to mutra himself to answer was a zikaron ba'alma is only because he had the kasha that he can't really have a mitzvah. So the Redzina, I'm not going to read, I'll leave it for you to read. In number 10, he tries to get out of this one. I don't see how he gets out of this one. Mm-hmm. To me, this is a very shtaka raya. This is, to me, is a pretty ironclad raya against the Redzina in defense of Reb Shulei Diskin. So we have a couple of Gemaras to throw around, and we have a Ran in Sukkah to throw around as well. Let's just jump up to number 6 for a second, where the Redzina brings another riot. This is also an interesting riot. The Redzina brings down Ayn Shulchan Aruch, he brings down in Shulchan Aruch Magen Avram, Fumidivir Aran Varosh, but Mishen Yedea Litkaya. We're going to get back to Niyam Naroim. Let's say you have a guy, you have a Baal Tekeya, who can only blow one round of Shofar. We spoke a lot about this, I think. We have three. We blow Tarat, Tashat, and Tashrat. Let's say a guy can only blow one out of three. He can't do all three. Is it kedai to even bother? Because maybe if he only blows 100.
What's the downside?
Maybe. Are you mechoyev to do something which you don't know whether or not it's going to be a kima mitzvah? So he quotes over here from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said, "V'mish in yedei litkoya el seder echod mechoyev litkoya." He has to. Why? Because since midiraisa, one out of the three is good enough. El d'leya danor ezelu l'chein yaso echad sheyedei Hashem yichaveno emes. Meaning, one out of three is right. No, roll the dice. Maybe the one set that you happen to know how to blow is the right one.
That's different than the three brachos of benching. That's if two are missing, it's definitely not.
But this right. So there, on the sheet that holds the ma'akvish, you get zero. Here, it's rolling the dice.
It's also rolling
the dice. And right, there you also have. No, the question is, are you. Forget, I don't know, but the question is, do you even bother doing it? Maybe you can argue it's at the cash law, you say mitzvah, which might be also anyways. As time as they blow a horn, is also. Right, exactly. So maybe if you're not doing mitzvah, you're time as they're wasting everyone's time. Right, so maybe you argue, I'm trying to do it, but if Chazal say that this is not the way to do the mitzvah, then, you know, like I want to blow Shefa Balev.
You're going
to
do this one anyway.
So that's the question. So is it worth to do one third, hoping that maybe I'll get it right? So Dr. Redziner, he says, the Prima Godem only has issue with this Magen Avraham got the bracha. Meaning, can I tell this guy after Rosh Hashanah, by the way, you got it right. I don't know if Tarat is right, and I don't know if Tashat, I don't know, I don't know. So I can never say with Beriris. And yet, the Magen Avraham paskins, it says the Redziner, it's a right to me. I'm not so sure. And in times of the Gemara, there's big machlokes rishayim if they ever really knew what the right one was. Obviously, they had to know what Moshe Rabbeinu. I think we talked about this once. What happened? How do we forget things? So this is l'chayim in the same category as tchelos. This is not like banish mushes. It's not even like tumtum. Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, a tumtum has to do mitzvahs. Why? Suffolk. What's suffolk? He'll never know what he is. The answer is maybe there's a chilik between a built-in suffolk, which is e'ev shalis barer, and a suffolk where we're lacking certain yidiyah and certain knowledge. So this is our correct. This is our lacking of yidiyah. But there also might be a type of suffolk where it will never be nisbar. Right. That's banish mushes. Then you have tcheles, which is our lacking of yidiyah, plus the fact that maybe one day it will be nisbar. So it's like you get it on both ends. New stuff? New stuff. So I think this shayla is, I just want to end off with the Redziner's ending line over here. If you go back to the sheet, Sheikh Haftas, left corner, writes to Redziner, says the Redziner, putting everything aside, I think min hasvara, bottom left corner, a Sheikh Haftas, writes the Redziner, I think min hasvara, Reb Shulei Diskin is wrong. A person has to do all tactics that he could. A person has to do everything he could to try to do a mitzvah. The kol shekein be mitzvah say the gamma das harambam sveka midarais lachom ra'ayin kreisi uplaisi va'afilu besvek sveka kumvor betshuvas mutzal eish ayin shom va'afilu mitzvah say the rabbonim the imkain pshita kishesh chiyuv mitzvah la'odom ve'im biyod l'kaim ela hatzad ha'safik. The person has a chiyuv mitzvah on him and he only has a safik whether he'll get it mechuyiv l'kaim, he has to do it. Hagam sheyesh gam kein tzad safik ba'asiyosai shema einim kaim ba'asiyosai zuha mitzvah. And even if there will be a doubt whether he got it right, this is the best line. I think Kima loy lo adam says the Redziner. Haroitz lekayim mitzvah Hashem bechor al dvarim yigil yodei biru beizet tzad oizman shedeloi shekayim a mitzvah iloy. Why does it matter to you if you did the mitzvah right? Let's get wrong. Why does it matter? Because you want if you get tzchar. Says the Redziner, don't be so tzchar based. He writes uva mechalik b'zehu shekol gashem.
That's why. I'm not allowed to just do. Make up my own Torah.
Right.
Do my
well,
thing.
Why is it about Torah? And that's what the Torah. Oh, that's always the shadow, right? Whether or not about Torah. So he writes, the only nafkamin would be if you want to collect payment. You're afraid you'll get the Shemayim. Hashem will say to you, no credit. He says, Aval hoiv, Hashem is barach mehavo shalom nasakabo pras, ka'omrom. But if you're not worried about schar, zok derezina, then you would do. Okay, I thought it was an interesting ending of his argument. Now he goes on for pages and pages, but I think these are some of the gemaras and some of the rishonim that at least touch upon this shaila. But how do you deal with the savik derais in a matzav where you'll never be nizbarer whether or not you did the mitzvah, you still mechuyev mederais to do it or not? And this is some of the sugya over here how it connected to ksiv sefer Torah. Next week we'll talk about the sudas hamafsekis related to Tisha B'Av. Okay.
Have Shabbos. Thank you, Rebbe. Have a good day.
Thank you.
No, no problem. As long as you got to be in the neighborhood. Take care, everyone.